From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a deadline for Iran on nuclear weapons inspections. But first, our lead story. Here in California, a week of wildfires has destroyed more than 2,600 homes and blackened an area roughly the size of Rhode Island. Yesterday, some 350 homes burned in the mountain resort towns around Lake Arrowhead. Other fires were still going strong to the north of Los Angeles in Simi Valley, and the largest of the blazes is in San Diego County. It's called the Cedar Fire. Member station KPBS reporter Eric Anderson spent yesterday at the fire lines there.
One of the areas still burning yesterday was near Julian, a mountain community 40 miles east of San Diego. More than 100 fire strike teams, usually an engine and its crew, rushed into the remote historic gold mining town that's now best known for its apple pie. Firefighters staked out homes and buildings, dug fire breaks, and waited for the flames to advance. The orange glow south of town during the night turned into a thick plume of smoke by morning. Calm winds and relatively clear skies allowed firefighters to attack the blaze from the sky. Helicopters dipped huge buckets into a pond at the south end of town, then lifted the water over a ridge that separated the village from the flames. It was a process repeated for hours. But Julian wasn't the only hot spot. Just a few miles west, Matt Cunningham and his fire crew were setting back fires along the southern berm of a twisting mountain road. They hope to reduce the amount of fuel near the highway.
We've been burning for 20 hours now. I don't know where we're at. We've been out here, this is our ninth day.
Cunningham's crew came to San Diego County last week to help with a fire burning on Camp Pendleton. They've been fighting the Cedar Fire for 3 days. Firefighter David Ernst walked along the road, tossing flares into a steep canyon. He says it's ironic that one of the best weapons for fighting a wildfire is fire itself.
Well, with the fire comes up here on Mother Nature's terms, it's going to roar through here and jump the line. But it's battling on it on our terms when the winds are favorable.
Mother Nature did not cooperate. By mid-morning yesterday, the fire jumped the break and in minutes raced up a mountainside north of Highway 79. Crews gathered at nearby Santa Isabel to plan a new fire line. Team leader Ray Cheney focused on Schoolhouse Canyon, a few miles north.
I agree. So did you copy that? You need to get everybody out of Schoolhouse?
Okay. We have some refusals on farmer.
Fine. So yeah, whatever. Now, if they want to die in place, that's fine. All we can do is tell them to leave and go from there. We can't risk our firefighters' lives. But right now, let's get everybody out of Schoolhouse.
Bulldozers cut fire breaks around Santa Isabel while planes attack the fire from the air.
Heads up, tankers will be coming here shortly.
That'll be great. There's a Forest Service strike team in there right now working on that.
Later in the day, about a mile away, the blaze would kill a firefighter. Steve Rucker died when winds shifted suddenly and engulfed part of a crew defending a home. Captain Doug McDonald remains in the hospital in critical condition. Two others were treated for minor burns. San Diego firefighter Ed Guide was battling the flames just down the road when he heard about the incident on his radio.
Got to kind of take the good with the bad, you know. Bad things are going to happen, and you just got to accept it. Kind of hard sometimes, but like I said, it comes with a job.
The Cedar Fire continues to burn east of San Diego. The flames are moving north through a heavily wooded area, and they continue to threaten rural homes. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.